the truth.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Von Kleist, and we all know knowledge is indeed power. So what do you say we all power up? The opinions expressed on this broadcast are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of this radio station. Well, they may well be, but they don't want to suffer guilt from association, I suppose. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're situated on this great, big, beautiful blue globe floating through the void of Yah's creation. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2024. And yeah, as I keep on saying, the hits just keep on coming. Well, where do we start today? I'm pretty upset as well. It's not like I don't have good reason. It's not like you don't have good reason either. Well, let's see. Congress decided to go ahead and pass that aid package. $61 billion goes to Ukraine. I believe it's 17, don't hold me to it, but I believe it's $17 billion goes to Israel. And another $14 billion goes to Taiwan. So that's, let me see, what's that, $82 billion? It's something like that anyway. And how much do you suppose went to help out the people down at the border? You know, the Border Patrol and, you know, how much do you suppose went to secure our border? Zero. Zero. Z-freaking-ro. Not a penny to secure the border and to stop the fentanyl and to stop the other drugs and to stop the sex trafficking and to stop the millions of illegal immigrants that are coming in here and being given locations to go to. They're getting debit cards, cell phones, food vouchers, all kinds of stuff that you guys, you people, are paying for. How's that make you feel? Are they is your Congress representative representing you? Or are they representing the interests of someone else? Get your paper and pencils out, folks, and you need to write this down. I'm serious. You need to find out who's behind all this. The website to make note of is opensecrets.org. Opensecrets.org. Now, when you go there, type in the name of your congressional representative or your senator. All right? And then you look for their campaign contributions. Who contributed the most amount of money to their campaign? I think you will find across the board, more often than not, you will find AIPAC, the American Israel Political Action Committee, behind all of it. Now, is this the United States of America or is it the United States of Israel? Now, I want to tell you right now, folks, again, people are going to say, oh, Dave, you're an anti-Semite. You're a Jew hater. You're a this. No, trap door. Pull the hook out. You're gone. No, it's got nothing whatsoever to do with that. Nothing. Nada. Zip. Zero. Zilch. It has everything to do with the interests of a particular group of Zionists who want to destroy this country. They want to take over everything. They want to create greater Israel, the state of Israel, to expand. Yeah, hey, if you're from Libya or Jordan, you know, or Yemen or Arabia, hey, you folks better face the fact that Israel has their eye on your territory and don't think that they won't do the same thing to you that they're doing to the Palestinians. And now we have all of these demonstrations going on all over the country. And I got to say, shame on you, RAV, Real America's Voice. Shame on you. Shame on you, OAN, One America News. Shame on you, Newsmax. Now, we could expect a liberal slant from the alphabet networks and CNN and MSNBC. We know that there are tons of leftist propaganda being spouted on those networks. Well, guess what? You got the same kind of garbage that's coming out of these other alternative networks as well. Shame on you. Because they are not, the people out there demonstrating are demonstrating against genocide. That's what they're protesting against. It just so happens to be Israel that's committing the genocide. So, of course, they must all be pro-Hamas. They must all be anti-Semites. See, this is how they're dividing this country. And I have no doubt whatsoever that there are paid provocateurs in those crowds, the same type of people that George Soros paid off, you know, back in the summer of love, you know, in Washington State, in Oregon, in Seattle, in Portland, burning down places. And they, most of them just got a slap on the wrist if they got anything at all, because they were paid to do it and they're protected. However, you know, the January 6th protesters, they're still rotting in jail. And by the way, I want to reiterate, if you have not seen the documentary, Let My People Go, write it down. Write it down. Let My People Go. It's everywhere for free on Rumble, on BitChute. You need to watch that documentary. You need to sit down and watch that documentary. But we're in a world of hurt right now. We really are. I mean, I got a couple of notes here, a couple of things that I wanted to get to. But right off the bat, I just want to remind you all, hey, look it. I'm a regular guy. I am nothing special. You know, I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. No, I don't have degrees and certificates and diplomas. I do have a nice award I got from the Freedom Law School back in 2006. They called me the Voice of Freedom. Well, that's a good thing. That's nice and everything. But again, I'm no expert on any one of these subjects. But then again, you don't have to be a certified, registered, and licensed pyrotechnic expert to have a valid claim of fire. And I'm screaming it again, folks. Yeah, I took a back seat for a bunch of years because I could see, you know, how much infiltration there was in the Patriot movement, in the 9/11 movement. And it's the same thing is going on now. But again, I point my finger right in the face of these so-called conservative networks, and you're doing the same doggone thing that MSNBC and CNN, you're just doing it from the other angle. They're doing everything they can to protect the state of Israel, the Zionist state of Israel. Now, again, I don't hate the Jews. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that. That's got nothing to do with it. The Jewish faith has been hijacked, and it's been going on for generations, generations. It's just folks have got to open up their eyes and understand how deep the deception is, how really incredible it is. And people don't want to know. It's so doggone frustrating. You know, you try to talk about some of this stuff to regular people, you might as well be talking Swahili or a different foreign language. You have no clue what you're talking about. Nothing. They just change the subject or they go away, walk away. I don't want to hear it. You know, because once you understand, once you have a working knowledge of what the heck is going on, well, then you become responsible. People don't want to be responsible. And it's just so doggone frustrating, you know, because folks like me, I'm not the only one. There are legions of us who've been screaming the truth for years, but they fall on deaf ears. You know, there are none so blind than those with eyes that will not see. Not cannot, but they will not. They will not see it. They have none so deaf than those with ears that will not hear. It's a choice. Your ignorance is your choice. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be banging this drum but screaming from the rooftops again, but I mean, my gosh, the powers that be are doing everything they can to destroy this country. As a matter of fact, let's go down the imagination avenue for a minute, okay? Let's say, just for yucks and giggles, let's say that I am a megalomaniac, pathological, lying, plutocratic tyrant. Of course, those don't really exist, do they? But let's just say that they did. Let's just say that there was not just one, but there was a bunch of them. They all got together, and they want to rule the world. Little pinky to the corner of my mouth. I'm going to rule the world. How would I do it? How could I destroy this country? Or shall I say, take over the world? Well, there are a couple of things that stand in their way. One of which, and it's a big one, is the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights. This country has been the beacon of hope and freedom for the entire world for generations. And they just don't like that. No. You can't have a Bill of Rights. So they have to destroy this country. Because after they've gotten this country destroyed, they can implement their world government and then they can execute their plan to execute the people. Now, if you think I'm crazy or anything, fine. I don't care. I don't care what you think. Doesn't make any difference what you think. It doesn't make any difference what I think. What makes a difference is what they think. And what they think has been literally etched in stone and in the open for a long time. But then again, there are those with ears that will not hear and those with eyes that will not see. The Georgia Guidestones' number one tenet was to maintain, and I quote, maintain humanity at no more than 500 million people in perpetual balance with nature. They want to knock off 7.5 billion people. How do you suppose they're going to do that? Well, there's a lot of different ways that they can do that, and they are doing that. They are executing their plans, oh, so brilliantly. Let me see. Let's go down the checklist here. Let's say if I wanted to destroy a country, there are certain things that I'd have to do. First off, I've got to somehow disrupt the country's energy supply. Okay, you got to cut off their oil and the gas and whatever. Okay, and then you also have to go after the infrastructure, take out bridges and railroads and stuff like that and roads. Okay, also you got to cut off the food supply or at least put a certain level of control on it. Okay, these are different points that need to be fulfilled if you're going to destroy a country. If you're going to war and you want to destroy a country, these are things that you have to do, okay? You've got to go after the military. Of course, how do you weaken the military? Well, there's a different bunch of ways you can do that, too. We'll go over that in a minute. And then, of course, there's the issue about transportation, you know, cutting down the rail lines and airports and, you know, commercial aircraft and stuff like that. These are all things that have to be done if you're going to destroy a country. And then, of course, there's the issue about moral decay. You got to beat down people's morals and morals, you know, whatever. And then the other thing is to divide the people against themselves so that they're busy fighting amongst themselves and they don't see who the real evil villains are. Okay, so these are the different things that have to be done if you're going to take over or destroy a country, if you're at war. All right, so with that in mind, let's review what's gone on in this country in the past 3 years. Okay, the first off we talked about was shutting down the energy. What was the first thing that happened? The Keystone Pipeline, shut it down. All of a sudden, a huge supply of oil is no longer available. And then, of course, we were hearing about all these mysterious fires at food processing plants. And I remember Azure, which is all natural foods, all organic and stuff. Boy, they burned right down. That was an attack. And we had potato processing plants, chickens, beef. Oh, and let's not forget the huge fire that was down in Texas destroying millions of acres of ranch land and how many heads of cattle were destroyed. So you've got to go after, yeah, we've got to shut down the energy. Yeah, check. Infrastructure. Oh, infrastructure. How do I say Palestine, Ohio? That was one of many, many train derailments that went around this country. Oh, and what was it a couple of weeks ago? What was that? The key bridge. Oh, yeah, the bridge got knocked down. More infrastructure goes down. Food supply. Remember all of the shortage of baby formula? Have you noticed how your prices of food has just gone crazy? Okay, and of course, everybody's freaking broke. So what's happening to the morale? Can't pay your bills. You're depressed all the time, sweating, working two or three jobs. Oh, employment's up. Yeah, that's because people are working two and three jobs. and they can't find full-time work because, of course, if you're working full-time, you're probably going to be entitled to benefits, and the companies don't want to pay for benefits, so they don't give you full-time hours. Are you seeing how this is all coming together? Okay, now how about the military? Yeah, got to go after the military. Well, I got to tell you something. I got an audio clip here I'd like to play for you. And this is Captain Macy from the United States Navy. He's a medical officer. And he pulled up a bunch of documents ever since that. Remember that COVID vaccine thingy? Remember that a couple of years ago? Oh, yeah, we haven't forgotten about that, have we? What's been the long-term effect of this COVID vaccine in the United States Navy as far as the naval air support is concerned? Oh, hey, how about the commercial airline pilots? Yeah, a lot of them are having all kinds of problems now too. But let's listen to what Captain Macy had to say when he started pulling up all of the statistics from, 2022, after they started forcing these vaccines, I call them biological weapons, on our pilots in the Navy. Okay, listen to this.
So in July, Undersecretary Cisneros acknowledged the DMAT data, the database working properly, and also acknowledged things such as myocarditis rising 151%.
151%.
So I went in today. I'm doing the same thing, five-year average. However, I'm comparing it to 2022, and I only am using fixed-wing pilots and helicopter pilots, active duty. So we get hypertensive disease, 36%. Ischemic heart disease, 69%. Pulmonary heart disease, 62%. Heart failure, 973%.
Whoa!
Other forms of heart disease, 63%. Cardiomyopathy, 152%.
My goodness. Oh, but I'm just a conspiracy theorist, right? So yeah, they're destroying the military from within. Now, how is this happening? How is this possible that we would have these policies and these mandates going across the board, not just in the military, but they had it in the schools. Your kids had to wear masks, you know, and they were, you know, body slamming people who refused to wear the mask. I mean, I don't need to tell you what was going on in New Zealand and Australia. And now all the people who are implementing those mandates, they don't have anything to say, do they?
Oh, we're sorry. Let's just forgive and forget.
You destroyed my life. Killed my parents. I mean, how are people supposed to react to this? So again, if you want to destroy the country, imagine what that is doing to the morale in the Air Force or in the Navy or in the commercial airline industry. What is that doing to the morale? What is it doing to the morale of the people who are busting their butt every single day, working all so damn hard so they could just barely get by and pay the bills, if they can do that? A lot of them, unfortunately, are having to rely upon their credit cards and are going deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. I'm sorry if I'm ranting a bit today, but it's not like we don't all have a good reason to rant. And then, of course, there's the financial rape that so many of us are being subjected to. And I have a couple of clips I'm going to play for you. I got a commercial break coming up here in less than a minute. But when I get back, I want to play for you a couple of clips. And I just want to reiterate, folks, there is no joy whatsoever in I told you so for either party. But doggone it, I told you so, and so did thousands of us decades ago. In documentary films, in videos, in radio broadcasts, in music. But you wouldn't listen. Those with ears that will not hear. Anyway, I would have to say, I think it's easy to come to the conclusion that this country is under attack. We are at war, but we just don't realize it because everything is a coincidence and an accident. Well, I'll ask you this. How many coincidences have to occur before the coincidences are no longer coincidences? Ponder that for a couple of minutes while we go to a commercial break. We'll be back in just a couple. Stay with us.
Now the time's finally come. We must all take a stand and tell your brothers and
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food, seeing that the dollar is cheap. That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers and Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
There are 20,000 laws that Congress passes every year to keep us free.
Keep us free, right.
And each one is a link that forms a chain around your life that you can't see. When you support the Demopublicans, Republicratics too, they represent the corporations, cause that's what they're paid to do. And they hope they'll get support from you, but they will never get support from me.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the WTF Reports, thewtfreports.com. Look it up, scratch it on the wall, thewtfreports.com. This is Red Pill Radio 101. Now, I'm not, you know, I don't profess to be an expert in anything, like I said earlier in this broadcast, but you don't have to be a certified, registered, licensed pyrotechnic expert to have a valid claim of fire. And I'm telling you, we got a fire. We got to put it out. And we're not going to be the land of the free if we're not home of the brave. It's going to take some testicular fortitude for people to get up off their big fat butts and do something. We should be out in the streets with what's going on. Now, I was just talking before the break. I mean, we're going through the different checkpoints, the different the criteria. If you're going to war with a country and you want to destroy that country, you got to destroy their energy supply, their infrastructure, their food supply. You got to degrade the military. You got to go after their systems of transportation. You got to destroy their morale, and you've got to divide the people. All of that is going on right now, right in your face. I got something I want to share with you. This is, oh my gosh, I should have written it down. Oh yeah, it's Representative Mike Waltz, and he was in Congress, and he was discussing this with Secretary of the Air Force or something. I forget what the guy's role was, but they were talking about parts for these airplanes. All right, give a listen to this one here. Okay, I miscued that. Okay, let me recue that. I do this all by myself. I don't have a professional producer or anything like that. I do that. All right. Again, this is Representative Mike Waltz discussing bushings for airplanes.
This, Mr. Secretary, is a bag of bushings. This bag of bushings, stamped out by machinists, don't need a high school diploma. It's not anything high tech about this. All of this bag is compliant with the FAA specifications. How much do you think the Air Force pays for this bag of bushings?
Okay, I'm going to pause it for a second there. It just so happens he knows how much it costs. It costs about $100, but he's asking the secretary. Listen to this.
I don't know, Congressman.
$90,000.
$90,000.
This is a $90,000 bag of bushings that you need for any jet turbine engine just to operate. So the exorbitant cost due to DOD only buying commercial parts from the OEMs, which is essentially sole source, is literally driving us out of business. I mean, the interest on our debt alone is now exceeding, for the first time in American history, the entire defense budget. We can't afford it anymore.
No kidding. Now, it's not like this hasn't been going on for a long time. It's been going on for several generations. This is what General and President Eisenhower warned us about. He said, beware the military-industrial complex. When you privatize war, you can never have peace. So war is a business, like Smedley Butler said. War is a racket. And we've known this for a while, but you just don't want to hear it. Just put your fingers in your ear, slam your eyes closed, and go, la, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. Well, guess what? I was screaming about this almost 20 years ago. In the documentary film that came out, oh, gosh, it was 2007, I think it was. 2006, 2007. I don't know. 17, 18 years ago. The name of the documentary was 9/11 Ripple Effect. And there's a direct link. If you go to my website, davevonkleist.com, go to the 9/11 issue, you can watch the entire documentary for free. Also, I think there's a link at the WTF reports. But this is a little segment that I put together. And again, this is 17, 18 years ago. What do you suppose was going on as far as the financial rape of the taxpayers? You just heard about the bushings, a bag of bushings supposed to cost $100, and yet they got $90,000 for that. Well, that's a good business. Well, it's been going on for a long time. Listen to this, folks, 17 years ago.
There are hundreds of government contractors in Iraq right now with countless contracts. Let's take a look at one of these government contracts, a no-bid contract that was awarded to Halliburton. The Houston Chronicle reported that 82,000 gallons of liquid propane fuel were to be transported to Baghdad, but they weren't going to be transported from the United States to Baghdad. They were going to be transported from Kuwait to Baghdad, a distance of approximately 300 miles. I contacted a liquid propane company and asked how many trucks it would take to transport 82,000 gallons of fuel. I was told about 10 trucks. I asked, how much would you charge to transport those 10 trucks approximately 300 miles? I was told approximately $1 per mile per truck for a total of approximately $3,000. I asked if this was a government contract, how much would the charge be? And I was told that it would be two or three times that amount. So let's say it would be $10,000. The question is, how much was Halliburton awarded to transport this fuel? The answer, $27.5 million.
Boom!
How many of your tax dollars went to pay Halliburton to transport this fuel? Wouldn't it have been cheaper to have 10 privates drive those trucks that distance? The question is, how much money is coming out of the United States taxpayers' dollars to pay for this war and is being funneled into the pockets of companies like Halliburton? Is this a war for profit? You decide.
All right, we got a break right here. I got to go. We'll be back
whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
We continue to trust such a small group of men who have robbed us before, and they'll do it again. Yes, they worship the dollar, the silver, the gold, and they haven't a soul. It's already been sold. And they say that we're liable, and they say that we owe, and if we don't pay their tax, off to jail we will go. But we've checked out the law, and we've studied their code, and when it's all understood, not a penny is owed.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the WTF Reports, the WTFReports.com. This is Red Pill Radio 101. Anyway, I'm on a bit of a rant today, and it's not like I don't have good reason, and it's not like you don't have good reason. So I got a feeling that we got a caller on the line, and he's got good reason. So let's go. Where did he go? Thomas in New Mexico. There we go. I got to look at my monitor. Thomas, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. First-time caller on your show.
But all right.
I'm a long time.
Welcome aboard. Glad to have you.
I'm a long-time listener going back to 2005. On listening to RBN, but anyways, I just want to share. I knew that Trump was a traitor. You're aware. Before I go on, you're aware that Trump is for that. I guess that $95 billion for Ukraine and Israel, right?
Well, I think it was $61 billion. I think it's $61 billion. In the package we're talking about that they just voted on Friday, right?
Yeah, I guess. I think that's And so,
yeah, $61 trillion for Ukraine, billion. $61 billion for Ukraine, $17 billion for Israel, and I think it's $14 billion to Taiwan. I could have those numbers wrong, but it's something like that. Trump, it's obscene.
Anyways, Trump is a traitor. He's a Nazi Zionist Freemason puppet to the New World Order. And no one's going to change. I knew that Trump, I never voted for Trump, and I've never been a Trump supporter. I'm not for right or left. I just totally stopped voting. I know the elections are stolen, and the reason why I've known this even going back to 2017, going back to the year 2017 before Trump first got elected, I knew he was a traitor.
Okay, well, let me jump in there. I have a few issues with Trump, too, but you've made some pretty strong accusations there. Now, what is it that brought you to those conclusions, just to share with the listeners?
Thank you for asking, because the month right before he got elected, I seen a video where Trump went to, I forgot what kind, I think a dinner in the state of New York. And he was with the Vatican. He had Vatican over there, and I knew right there. I knew when I seen that who he's in bed with, who Trump is in bed with, and I know he's a Zionist for a long time, because so that video gave it away to me, and I knew, and I stopped voting. I called locally here in northeastern New Mexico, and I told them, take me off the voter registration. I don't vote no more. And they did here in my county. I will never vote again. I don't trust, even locally, they're corrupted in the state of New Mexico. And you were talking about Eisenhower. If I could shift gears and go to a little different topic, is that okay?
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole point of my rant in the first half of this program was to point out that that we are under attack, and the military-industrial complex has been financially raping the American people, well, for generations at this point. Go ahead.
Well, it's a little off. Well, it's really with the topic, because not very many people are covering this, and this will be the last comment. Nope. We are very, very, very close. Australia is closing all Bank West. They're rolling in the digital ID, which I believe is the mark of the beast, CBDC. I believe,
yep.
They're rolling that out. United States, the timeline for us, I keep posting it on my BitChute channel. United States, the timeline is about after this month, 10 more months. 10 more months to maybe 10 to 15 to 20 months, they're rolling out CBDC. No more cash. Say goodbye to your cash. No more cash. It won't be good. Cashless society.
Well, that's the plan, but plan is a four-letter word, and plans do change. Now, I agree with most of what you're saying. A couple things I might take issue with, I have a little bit of a different slant on it, but we'll get into that a little bit later. I appreciate your calling in, and I hope that you continue to do so. I'd like your regular listenership. So I've got to move on, because I got the phone lines lit up here. Let's go.
Can I say one more quick thing?
Okay, quick. Make it quick.
I'm gonna download and upload your show on my podcast. I do a radio podcast, and thanks for taking my call.
No worries, and I appreciate that. Spread the word any way you can. All right, let's go to Cynthia in California. Hello, Cynthia. Hello, welcome Cynthia. Aboard. What
welcome
you got
aboard.
For me today?
Well, I just used your email, and I sent you a link to a constitutional maneuver where the state can actually vote to withdraw their senators and replace them. It's because the 17th Amendment is really open-ended. And it is set up where not only can they vote to approve it fairly recently, which Delaware did, But that opens the door to states saying, well, we decided to withdraw our consent for the 17th Amendment, and the state legislature can vote to pull back that senator and replace them. Has it been done before? No, but it's still a viable option. And I'll tell you what, since your Senate, since your state legislator's vote is public, you'll get a heads up on your state senator right away, right? Because they can steal an election saying, oh, you voted for this senator. It's all private votes, and we can steal it, and you can't prove it, or the courts won't let you. But your state legislature, if they vote to pull that senator back, you've got a heads up, because those senators are approving unconstitutional surveillance, and they're approving an invasion of the United States. And they're voting for foreign aid, which is not constitutional spending, and the people that vote for that are actually liable for that debt. Think about
it. Well, okay. Well, that's good. I would like nothing more than to have the senators who vote for this stuff have it come out of their own pocket. And by the way, you got to turn down your audio because it's getting feedback at this end.
Okay, sorry. And check your email and make sure that got there, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. I'll pull it up right now.
I'll pull it up right
now. Okay, let's go to the next caller. It's Sean in Hawaii. Sean, welcome aboard.
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. And by the way, yeah, listen on your phone. That last caller was listening, I guess, on the radio or on online, and I was getting that feedback. So listen on the phone. What do you got for me there, Sean?
Thanks for taking the call. I'd like to bring up the Canada Bill C-63. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not. Fill us in.
It's something like the Harms Act or some nonsense, but they're literally trying to go retroactively back 20 years to anything that you said online. And I just think this is crazy, but I'm pretty sure they're going to try to adopt something like that in the USA.
You know, that it's not outside the realm of possibilities. I mean, Facebook, I noticed this past week, a whole bunch of people, myself included, were getting warnings for posts that we put up 2 and 3 years ago. Say, oh, okay. Yeah. I remember, gosh, when this war in Ukraine broke out, I posted a photograph that was taken of some of the Ukraine soldiers, and they had a flag with a swastika on it. And I got flagged on my Facebook account because they said I was spreading hate speech. So wait a second, I'm not spreading it. These are the Azov Brigade in Ukraine, you know? So anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Also, something strange is about the date of May 24th and 25th. I believe there's going to be several countries that are going to sign on to the WEF treaties, and also Russia's not going to recognize Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, as the president anymore. So I would watch that date. Something might happen.
Yeah, I've been hearing dates come and go for the past 2 years. Oh, it's going to hit on, you know, on June 20th. It's going to happen on September 3rd. It's going to happen on this. It's going. I don't even listen to dates anymore. I just sort of try to put my finger to the wind and see what's coming. So.
Yeah, it's almost like everyday news is literally making me more religious. I mean, these people are coming out of the woodworks with just craziness left and right.
Well, there's no doubt that we are dealing with a spiritual war. I mean, it's good versus evil at this point. It's not liberals versus conservatives or Democrats versus Republicans. It's good versus evil. And, you know, truth versus subterfuge. And this is what we're fighting against, you know, and this is why I'm so PO'd at the so-called conservative networks out there that conservatives are. I mean, we all know we're getting fed horse hockey from the, like I said, the alphabet networks and CNN and MSNBC and the View and all that stuff. So people are looking for a different slant on the news, and they're looking for a conservative view. They go to Newsmax. They go to OAN. They go to Real America's Voice. And I'm telling you, they're all of them. They're putting out BS, but it's coming from a different angle. They're condemning anybody who dares speak out against Israel. If you speak out against Israel, you're a Jew-hating, anti-Semitic promoter of Hamas. No! I'm speaking out because I hate genocide. And that's why these people are out there. And yes, I know there are a lot of the liberal Democrats that are out there for the same reason. But you know what? Maybe there's a common cause. It's the old, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Even a stopped clock is correct twice a day. So anyway, all right. I appreciate the call. I hope to I maintain your listenership. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, welcome to the show. You're on.
Yeah, I was expecting to hear, I think, Jim Fesner or something like that, whatever his name is. So this is the first time I've listened to you. But, it's, you know, you got some interesting points of view on a bunch of stuff. But I'm calling in because of the one caller that was talking about Trump being in on stuff. I got a video off of YouTube back in probably like 2008 or 2007. And this is like where the genealogy going through for Obama and how he's connected by blood to the Clintons, Bushes, Cheney, the royal family.
Now, yeah, here's the thing. It,
And here's the other thing. And I also found out a long time ago that Donald Trump is also connected to that very same bloodline through Scotland. So there's also another video that got scrubbed off of YouTube, and one of the RBN hosts on a Saturday or Sunday show, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, played the interview. And I think I remember seeing it in the 80s. It was like a current affair or something like that or whatever. And basically Donald Trump, when he went through his bankruptcy, they were at, they asked one of the Rothschild banking industry type of lawyers or bankers, they're like, look, you bailed him out. And why? And they said, well, look, Mr. Trump is better to us to be alive in the financial world, and he's going to be doing us favors, and basically we have plans for him in the future. So there's also another area to take with this, to look up on YouTube. It was called the End Times Productions Company, the Fall Brothers. I don't know how you spell their last name. But I looked it up and I found it underneath. It was called Supernatural Beings, like a human being or like some other kind of creature. Supernatural Beings in Control of America. And what this is, it's an interview about the movie, the documentary these guys made about how U.S. presidents go through the ceremony to actually have the spirit of the Antichrist come into them. As of right now, Obama has went through the ceremony twice, and Trump has went through it the first time. They got plans for Trump to go through it the second time. Trump will be the Antichrist. Freaking, he's already been named the King of the Jews. There's a bunch of other stuff I could probably go into, but if people clear their consciousness of their bias and look into it, they will find out, and they can dig and learn stuff that they might not know or refuse to open their eyes to, that this information is out there. It's just being suppressed.
Well, I'm not denying what you're saying. I have to be honest. I've had to go through some, you know, serious revelations myself. You know, it's not easy when you find that a long-held belief is false and you have to let go of it and change your opinion. It's happened to me several times, and I'm still having to go through it as I learn more and more, and hopefully you will as well. Like I said, you know, I'm still in the process of learning. However, I do understand that when it comes to putting the truth out, okay, when you're dealing with an enormous percentage of the population, most of the population of not just this country, but the entire world, has been raised and weaned on a steady diet of misinformation, disinformation, and lies. So when the truth comes along, it's going to be rejected. And this is why when people start putting the truth out, you can't, you know, put it all out there at once, because it will be rejected. It's sort of like, you know, introducing a baby to solid foods by sitting him down, giving a plate of nachos with jalapenos. You'll be on the wrong end of projectile vomiting, and they'll never try it again. So this is why when you're putting the truth out, yeah, you got to play footsie. You got to go along with this for a while and go along with that for a while. Get yourself in with the in crowd, and then put out a little bit of truth and a little bit more truth. You got to do it bits and pieces, tidbits. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. Now, where Trump fits into this whole thing, I don't know. I mean, I do believe, because of my own personal experience, And because of the fact that I sat in on a White Hats meeting many years ago, I got a feeling that that the military recruited him because there are certain lines that he would not cross. I'm not saying he's lily white and he's pure and he's all good and all that stuff. But I do believe that he's representing an interest of the U.S. military, and the military is waiting for them to make their move and to basically restore this Constitution. At least maybe that's hope porn. Maybe it's hopium. I don't know. But you know, like I said, from my own personal experience and sitting in a White Hats meeting back in 96, I do believe that there are good forces that are fighting the bad forces. And again, this is a fight between good and evil. There's no other way to describe it. Anyway, we got a break coming up. Let me see. We got one more caller on hold. And when we get back from the break, I'll bring him on here. So anyway, this is the WTFReports.com. I'm Dave Von Kleist. We'll be back in just about 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Every rule you break, every job you take, and every dime you make, we'll be watching you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
No, go ahead and roll your own merry way. But I can tell you that you'll soon curse the day. You've been asleep at the wheel. You didn't care what was real. You'll learn the hard way. Will someone listen or turn a blind eye?
28 years ago, I wrote that song. 28 years ago, will someone listen or turn a blind eye? That's where we are, folks. And I tell you, the word frustration just doesn't do it for me and for many others just like me that have been screaming for a long, long time. All right. We can squeeze another caller in here. Let's go to Lynn. Where's she at? In Maryland.
Right here.
Oh, there she is. Hello, Lynn. Welcome to the broadcast. You a first-time caller?
Nope. Third time.
Okay. No whistle for you.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. So I'm not that. Thank you very much. Woohoo! I'm not that far left. You know, leftists think I'm conservative. Conservatives think I'm too right and left and upside downwards. I actually like democracy now. I like Amy Goodman. I don't agree with her on everything, and her politics and mine are a little different. But what you'll get is a lot of truth about Israel and Palestine and the Palestinians. James Bamford was on Democracy Now! Yesterday for the last 10 minutes, and then they did an after show. So I don't know what's on the after show. I gave up TV long before I gave up the Internet, which was in 2017. But what I do know is that this FISA bill that they passed has expanded FISA to the hilt. And I believe he covers that. If we don't get away from technology and wireless, we're doomed. Anybody who keeps using the technology, you're not going to have the brains to know who the Antichrist is or to reject what you need to reject and to endure to the end.
Well, you're going to believe the lie. Maybe that's the plan. Maybe that's what they want. You get to the point where you can't discern what reality is from fantasy, you know? I mean, with AI, it's really hard to know what's real these days. There's a lot of BS being put out there, a lot of fake videos about everything.
I wouldn't look at a video, because there wouldn't be art in the background. Actually, there's a pretty good book. I just had to get past the Marxist part at the beginning. Techno-feudalism, what killed capitalism. Now, I don't really care about the capitalism part. I care about the mind-manipulating part. Like everybody who has Alexa on their kitchen counter, that it trains us. We train it to train us to train it to train us. Think about that. You know, look how easily people are manipulated to believe that they made a choice. And they didn't make that choice. They were manipulated into it, and they have no idea. None. They're clueless.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I'll tell you, we've got pharmaceutical grade psyops going on around this country and around the world. Hey, thank you so much for calling
in. It's in the water, in the air.
Yeah.
Bless your heart, Dave.
All right,
thank
folks,
you, and thank you, Julie.
Thank you so much for the call. That's going to wrap it up for today's installment of the WTF Reports. TheWTFReports.com. Check it out, folks. Become a member. I'll be back on Thursday, same time, same place, 12 noon Mountain Time. It's Dave Von Kleist signing out. You have a wonderful afternoon.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine
could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.